वेलकम टू एवरीवन। इज देयर समथिंग टू बी डिस्कस्ड? Yesterday he was speaking about he was saying that because of not understanding correctly, we invite many, many things in life and create a platform and when like a because of recognizing recognizing life, we somehow let go of that and also let go of the platform we created. And certainly in this letting go there will be like some effort involved, and also when the influence of like effort is also gone, then we arrive to this blossoming of unconditioned So this is what he was describing yesterday. And then now he's saying Yatat Sad Sator Madhi Yan Madhi Chintu Jadayo Tanmana Puruchite Ram Dayor Do Laita Krati. So Vasishtha is saying, Ram, that like life beyond life conditioning, you know, like from conditioning we understand conditioning of the mind, but he is not talking about, you know, that is like very small portion of conditioning. Life is also conditioned kind of somewhere. So because of that, you know, like a mango tree is meant to be a mango tree, you know. There is no freedom for mango tree to become an apple tree, kind of like. Also, in life, you know, there is conditioned goodness, you know, like the goodness, like, you know, if I am not free to be bad, the goodness doesn't have any light, you know. Goodness is like a stone, you know. We come encounter with people, you know, who are because of this conditioning good, like every day we meet, but there is no sign, you know, there is no light in them, you know. It's like kind of like you feel almost bored, you know, like when you encounter those people, like it's a kind of boredom is there because they cannot do other side, you know. It's like this is what they can do. And they are doing because they are conditioned too. So similarly, when life is conditioned too, when mango tree has no freedom to become an apple tree, it's really, there is no light in the life, you know. It's like, it's kind of like a repetitiveness. And so Vasishtha is saying that actually, like the like, you know, he's saying like, you know, whatever truth is, like out of that truth you know, like it's like if we look at our mind is naturally pulled towards conditioned goodness, you know, like we always are pulled towards that, you know, without, because mind, you know, that's what is available. You know, there is no, you know, this is why all this, like, rules, morals, you know, we need them. Like, you know, if we were not dealing with mind, probably we will not need rules and morals, you know, because, like, love is good enough, you know, to maybe not rules, you know. Love is good enough to be good enough, you know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need anything more than, no morals, no rules. So Vasishtha is saying like, because, since from that light, from that life, like when this separation happened, and of course, like this experience of separation, like recalled or maybe registered, and that registering, like wherever it was registered, that started like somehow working as our mind, like always needs rules and morals. So similarly, that wherever it was registered, started being pro to conditioning, that life should be conditioned, like a mango tree should be mango tree, kind of that way. And he's saying like, this is where in this between state, there is a state of where this registering is not possible, because it is the whole, is the whole life, and then there is this separation, and registering happens of separation, and that part is a between unexpressed life and expressed life in conditioning. So that part plays this between role, kind of. It connects somewhere, it can connect the unexpressed and expressed. And because this really looks for only expressed one, so that's why connection to unexpressed is not. And then he's saying slowly, because of looking one side, because of seeing only the conditioning side of the life, it becomes it is not able to register unexpressed life. Jad means really becomes less and less aware, in this process, which later becomes mind, becomes less and less always less and less, not using freedom, but the conditioning, always looks for the conditioned. And so saying it becomes a more grass, and this more grass is called mind. He's saying Tanmana. This more grass portion of probably, it will, because it comes through expression, so more grass portion of the expressed life becomes mind, and then it's always like a always moving pro to condition, like conditioned life, always only looking that side. And and then like a, you know, like when you are acting for the rules, then like somewhere you lose, because you lose feeling, you know, because like if you act for rule, you know, feeling is not needed, you know, because rule is good enough. Because, but so he's saying like, then what happens? That mind really acts for conditioning, you know, not for anything other than the conditioning. So somehow mind is, we can say, conditioned to act for conditioning, you know, like, so this, in this process, this is how mind is left to have conditioning to act for conditioning, you know, something like that, you know, it's like limited only to that. जाड्यानुसंधान हतम जाड्यात्मक तयेद्धया चेतो जड़त्वा मायात दृढ़ अभ्यास वसे नहीं. And again he's saying, certainly that happens that way. But Ram, don't think that nothing can be done, you know. He's saying, like, it doesn't mean that you will not be able to change this. He's saying, certainly, it's like, it's grass, mind is grass, but...
Why does he compare it to grass?
Grass means like a growth, yeah. Growth. So he's saying like certainly, you know, mind is like that, but that doesn't mean that you cannot kind of make it better. And he's saying drudh abhyas, you know, what is needed is practicing and certainly through practicing like you will have ability to see through, to saying like from practices, deconditioning is also possible, you know, like it's possible to decondition conditioning through practices, and certainly deconditioning enables, you know, like if example of, like if somebody is pro to rules, like, you know, always acts from mind, you know, because only mind is needed. But someday, if somebody asks, you know, same person, you know, can you use your feeling? Kind of. So, by using feelings, you know, like the same person, you will see different, you know, never going for the rules first, you know, like first really feeling, and then maybe even many times not even going to see that if there is any kind of rule like that, you know, like feeling is good enough. Also, it could be that sometimes you really feel and then look for rule and is there. So he's saying like certainly you will get this ability by practicing, by by giving yourself chances to act anti to conditioning, and he's saying like certainly cheto means the like a, you know, if you make, say, kheer, you know, then you use spoon to stir. But spoon has no ability to taste. You know, you need a tongue to taste that. So somewhere, like this, you know, this quality to taste life will appear, kind of to really know life through tasting, through you know, through seeing, through feeling. Like certainly, he's saying like if you practice, this will come, this ability will come.
When he talks about feeling, it's not emotion, right?
No, feeling is not emotion, you know, like the emotions are like a, you know, they can provoke like a conditioned feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And feeling is not conditioned, you know, like it's not limited to, you know, the ability to feel is kind of like a, is not limited, you know, then you can feel anything. And emotion is like a pro to one condition. So it's not emotion. So saying like drad abhyas means continuing your practices will help you to find another way or another faculty to look into life. And he's calling that Chet. Cheto means like if we see the ability of mind, you know, ability of mind is always, you know, to kind of to look in darkness, like it like it, you know, if you really feel yourself, you are never sure, you know, whatever you have known from the mind, there is no certainty, you know, like you can involve certainty to be certain, you know, but yourself you are not sure, kind of, like with this, faculty of mind, really is always like in the dark, you know, without eyes and, you know, kind of like, you know, doing like this and saying, ah, maybe this is like a coin of, you know, 1 rupee, kind of like when I'm doing like this. You know, I can say, is it quite a 2 euro? Kind of, I will never say that this is watch, you know, always something else. Like if I am not opening my eyes. So similarly, what happens like with mind, you know, like we always do that, like something, this is a coin, because it's like round and a coin is round, something like that. We really have to use so many logics to keep us satisfied, you know. If logic is not there, then it will be difficult to satisfy, to stay with kind of a 2 rupee coin. In order to 2 rupee coin, you know, I have to say, you know, because it's round and it's like, you know, like it's very slippery, some logics together it to say this. So mind acts that way always. And like if another way is I can have eyes and see that and say that, this is what, then I don't need any logic to keep this knowledge, you know, because just this is what, because I have seen. So similarly, like Cheto means something else takes place of mind, you know, takes place of this, then you don't need this bundle of logic, you know, to kind of, you know, because without that load, you know, it's like as long as we are using mind, it's very difficult to travel without that load, you know. Like you have to travel with all your logic, you know, because otherwise.
Is it also concept?
Yeah, all that, you know, all that. Because this concept is part, you know, again, like first you have to logic and then you make concepts, you know, out of that. So, So saying, certainly by practicing continuously this ability, cheto, you know, this another kind of faculty will come in practice, we can say, and that will make life, you know, to make perceiving easy, seeing easy, knowing easy.
Sometimes, like just by feeling, also you can, you can't, like sometimes even that, you
it's have not to, good enough. Yeah,
you have to just wait. Like sometimes, just the feeling alone, like is
it's not good
I
enough.
I don't know.
Yeah,
or like
certainly, you know,
I can't figure it out now.
Yeah, yeah. Because the feelings, you know, like generally, like without emotions, it's very difficult to provoke feeling. You know? So what happens, like, you know, in order to feel, if I provoke emotion, emotional feeling, emotional feeling is covered with emotions. It's like, and then it doesn't have same ability. It is not sure, you know, it's very much effect, like emotions, created emotions, like anyway, they will have effect of mind, you know, effect of body. And that's why that kind of feeling doesn't have this ability. You know? Like it's certainly, you know, it will be blind. Like that kind of feeling is always blind.
But the other feeling you're speaking of?
Yeah, it has eyes, you know. It really has, like, really good quality eyes. Yeah.
But isn't it still sometimes that even with those eyes, like,
you just... No, it's not. Because, like, you know, if you are careful to know that this feeling is provoked by you, or it's your feeling, like, if you can see that, then this will not be, like, certainly, like, there is, like, time that, you know, the pure feeling and the emotional feeling, they are mixed, and it's difficult to know which is which, and then this uncertainty will be there, but, you know, as soon as you know the pure feeling, you know, then it's no, like, it has eyes inbuilt, kind of, you know. You know, it has really inbuilt eyes.
But what I'm saying is couldn't those eyes also say that, like, maybe a decision, like trying to make a decision isn't...
Yeah, because then because after, you know, because certainly, because this feeling cannot make a decision. You know, the feeling has no power to make decision. Feeling has power to show you the fact. And then now you have the power to make the decision. So then you can not believe what feeling has shown you. Many times that happens, that you don't believe that. And then it's difficult to make decision. It's not because of the seeing, but because of not accepting the seeing. It's like very close to intuition, you know, kind of like more deeper than, but it starts, we can say that it starts from intuition, but, you know, it goes like more deeper than that. then he's saying, vivekai ka anusandhan chit satmataya mana chitet ekatam upayat drad abhyas vase nahi. So saying like when you have this other faculty, other like a ability, and you keep on acting from that, like you keep on living from that, so then like a mind starts losing, like, you know, once you start living from that, certainly, and if you keep on, he's saying, like, otherwise, always mind will like to come back, you know, always. So he's saying, if you have that and live from that, certainly mind will lose power because, you know, it's not used, so certainly it will lose power. And because of losing power, because of mind losing power, like you will feel oneness with yourself, kind of like it's because it's not anymore, you know, like closed eyes and this is 2 euro or this is, you know, 5 rupee coin, you know, not anymore. It's like you know, this is watch, like it's very simple. So when he's saying like once you start living that kind of simplicity, certainly you feel oneness, you know, there is no like a no yes and no, like generally like we have in life, you know, yes and no at the same time, you know, and it's very difficult to kind of like like generally like we march at the same place, you know, like left right, like life is like that, you know, it's like never steps made because yes and no are together, you know, they are married. And he's saying like, once you know, this yes and no are not there, then certainly you will feel oneness, you know, like whatever, you know, comes, that comes. And like, like, you know, I think life really becomes life because, you know, you always are stepping. You know, there is no parade at the same place, you know. Yes, no, stop. Like that. So I'm saying that life really moves forward. And again he's saying, drad abhyas vase nahi. And certainly that is in hands of practices, you know, like it's certainly via practices that comes. You know, I heard about this book, that this is book of no practice, but you know, it's in every...
So what practices
did you No, practice, you know, because this is like the people who know, they know that there is no common practice, you know, like for each individual, like, you know, practice will come. Certainly we start from something common, but then everyone will grow one's own practice. You know, like we really have to find a practice, our own. So that's why they prescribe some common ones, but then we have to find one for ourselves. Paurusheṇa prayatnen yasminnaiva pade manah उत्पात्यते तत्पदं प्राप्य भवति अभ्यास संतोहित। सो फ्रॉम द पौरुष फ्रॉम द यू नो देयर इज लाइक अ you know there is like especially people who are on an spiritual path, you know, like we are born with something, you know, something in spite of, like something, there will be like something continued, something like backing you up, like some kind of power, you know, like some, and like generally what happens, like when we start life, so we feel that, you know, and certainly that is special, but then there a mistake happens that we make ourselves special because of that, like instead of using that in empowering the practices, we use that to be special, and we kind of, you know, start wearing special clothes, you know, start like thinking that because I have this power, you know, certainly it's special, but then we think I have this power, so then people will should serve me, you know, not that. If people feel they can, but we come to like this kind of, you know, people should serve, you know, like, don't you see that I have this special power, you know, like we always try to do that, and then we don't get anything out, because certainly people understand, because they also have that kind of, you know, something special, so they understand that, yeah, you know, but I cannot be in your service for 24 hours, you know, like this is what happens, like, you know, like, and we make ourselves special out of that, and then we think, everyone is blind, nobody sees my specialty. So here, like, Vasishtha really advising really good way, like really finding your specialty, but not to make yourself special, but to use that speciality to empower your practice, you know, like really allow that so that practices can be empowered, like, because this is a continuity, you know, there is a something always kind of pushing you from inside. So he's saying really allow your speciality to make effort, not to make yourself as a special person, you know, like this is, like he's saying, like this is the mistake we make. We allow speciality to be special. And then he's saying, like, you will get nothing, you know, because certainly, like, there will be time that some people will really be blown, you know, like that happens, like, you know, in the beginning, people are blown by that your speciality and they serve. But they cannot continue serving, you know, because then you start feeling special and then they are off. So saying, don't make your speciality to make yourself special, you know, to feel yourself that you are special and people should serve you. Instead of that, you really allow your speciality to fall in practices. Then it will be more easy. Then you get kind of served, you know, certainly, because it will kind of like get, you know, like you will, because of practice, you know, there will be some special feeling around you and people will start serving, you know. So he's saying, make use of your speciality to activate you in practices, and yasminnev padeymana. And certainly, if you do that, like, certainly your mind will be quiet, you know? Like your mind will become quiet, and certainly, he's saying, patyate tatpadam prapyam. Certainly, you will be heading slowly, you know. Just remember, it's a very, very slow process. You know, not to think that, you know, like I have practiced 1 week and now I am, you know, 1 week is good enough to practice. So I say, like, really, you will proceed, but very slowly towards what you are looking for, what your specialty is empowering to, and prapyam, certainly you will attain that, and also bhavati abhyas santohitat, and also you will, the practices also will start, you know, like he's saying, certainly you will, through the practices, you will move towards that, and certainly you will attain that, and certainly practices will also start. Kind of, you know. So all this will happen, but if you make use of your speciality to into practices, and if you make use of your speciality into being special, then you will get nothing, kind of, because people who are probably, sometimes they are astonished, you know, because it's certainly, but then they will leave you alone. And so saying, just make use of your opportunities, and this is sure that you are going to get that, and this is sure that practices are going to say bye-bye to you, kind of, you know, they will say, now I don't get anything out of you, so bye-bye. So certainly he's saying that all that will happen, but via going through, not via escaping. What? Yeah, because, you know, there is like something inside us which really differs us. Like people who are in this hall, there will be something which really differs us from our family, you know, from our friends, you know, from our, you know, like it's different. And generally that is used to be special, you know. Like generally, like I will say, ah, you know, I have this specialty, you know. Nobody in my family has that, you know. None of my friends has that. So I am special. So I should be treated special, you know. No, then I will make a throne, you know, kind of like, you know, clothes and some paintings, you know, and kind of like. So this is what he's saying, like, certainly somebody, whoever is in path, you know, something different will be there, you know. Otherwise, like, you know, nobody asks, you know, your parents are against it, you know, like they say, what are you doing in dirty India, you know, like, when you call, you know, they say, ah, how are you, and what are you doing in dirty India, like, kind of, you know, they cannot understand, you know. So, certainly now, so that is speciality, he's saying, like, to make use of that so that you can practice, you know, not to make yourself special.
So in other words, just to take that what is different difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And use it as a motivation.
Practice? Yeah. Yeah. Certainly, you know. Yeah. Like, you know, just really in that way, you know. Like, it's not good enough not to. Like generally we think, this specialty is good enough, but it's not good enough, you know. Like if it is not used in proper way, you know, it will just lose the value.
If your family thinks you're very strange.
Yes.
Actually, I'm not strange at all. I'm actually very special.
Yeah, but
the right path.
Yeah, I think, you know, later you accept, you know, you say strange, I'm strange, you know. You say special, I'm special, kind of, it doesn't matter, like, somewhere. Like, in the beginning, it matters a little bit. But then, you know, it doesn't matter because anyway, you cannot do anything other than, you know, because it gets stronger and stronger. And then, you know, you don't care, kind of, you know, like somewhere.
How do we use this specialty but without feeling separation? Without feeling separation.
Because separation has to be felt, you know. You know, like this feeling, no separation is the end of practices.
Mm-hmm.
So not try to feel while you are feeling separation, you know, like otherwise it will be like a role, you know, like, you know, like, a, you know, then you have to make a, like a very covered room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you come out of room, you know, you are like Sai Baba, you know, like, but in the room you are not Sai Baba, you know, like inside the room you have to really cover and nobody sees because there you have to be natural, you know. And when you come out, you know, you are unnatural. So not try to be unnatural, try to be natural. And then certainly one day, you know, this no separation will marry you.
You mean this separation or separation from, like, because of being special?
No, yeah. Like this separation, because of being?
Because I don't know.
Because of being special, like you said, everyone in this room, you know, they're here because there's something that they were born with.
Yeah.
But, so you're saying that separation will naturally happen?
Because certainly, you know, because you, like this is felt, you know. That you have this quality and somebody has this quality. So certainly there will be separation felt. But then once you grow, you know, like this, use the ability in practices and then, you know, the no separation marry you, kind of. Somewhere it falls on you, kind of. You know. It's not a concept, you know. It's really experience of life,
mm-hmm.
And that comes. So, a little quietness.